All right, here we go. This is absolutely first take after the chaos that ensued after Magnus and Jan decided to split the world championship title. Fabi, your cold raw reaction.
Well,
and rainy.
We once also split a title with Magnus and Levon in the Sinkfield Cup, but it was a bit different because it wasn't a world championship and nobody cared too much. It was a Sinkfield Cup, and also because there were some practical issues, we had to play another tiebreak, so there was all that. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, why does FIDE not simply have a clause where after like four games, it's just one Armageddon? Or they have a four-game match followed by a two-game match followed by Armageddon? I don't, like, what's the issue with Armageddon? How can you have unlimited matches? I mean, endless matches. Like, there's just practical issues. I mean, let's say they didn't stop after three games, but they stopped after, you know, eight draws in a row. At this point, they're playing 20 games, which is excessive in one day, right? So at some point, you need to end it. Just in the theoretical possibility that it never ends. You know, you just have to have a way to end the match. So
I feel like, okay, but this is cutting some slack to the players, which I feel should be the recipient of somewhat of a backlash, because you cannot split a world championship title. First of all, this idea came from Magnus. It was agreed by Jan, and then FIDE basically made a decision, or like the arbiters made a decision. I don't understand whether this is stipulated within the rules that you can change the rules. It's just not fair to the fans. It's not fair to the fans, it's not fair to the players, it's not fair to the community. So I understand the rules may be changeable and should be changed in some sort of way, but I feel the blame should be on the players on this one, and the arbiters second. I don't know. It leaves a very bad taste in my mouth.
How can you blame the players? Like, it just makes no sense. The rules are in place. You know, you put rules in place. You can't blame players. They just want to, you know, get their title and go home.
But they're not getting the title. They're getting a split title.
They're both getting the title. It's a win-win for them.
Okay, now, this is a huge asterisk. This is a huge asterisk. I mean, this is just simply not going to bode well.
Bode well for who?
For the players. First of all, this is not a world championship title they have right now. This is BS.
No, I mean, a world championship title is a world championship title. You know?
But this is like a split world championship
title. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I'll be honest. Ding didn't win the candidates. He didn't even qualify for the candidates. And he made it to a world championship match without qualifying. So does anyone care? These are all technicalities. You know, they're both world champions. I'm wondering who's second place. That's a big question. Because we have first place, we have third place, but there's no second place.
There's two first places. And that's what I'm saying.
Wondering, like, who gets the silver, and also who gets the gold medal.
I think we actually do the
average. They only have one physical gold medal. So where does it go?
Who's going to get the gold medal is a big question.
Also, if nobody's claiming the silver medal, I do offer to take it off FIDE's hands, you know, as a courtesy. I'll take it if nobody's asking for it. You know?
Well, I guess we reached our conclusion. There you have it. Hot, raw take from us. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. I don't know.
Hot and raw. That's
and rainy. Hot, raw, and rainy. Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Of course, the tournament was very weird. Everything that happened. I mean, the thing is, like, FIDE really should decide things in advance so that they have all the possibilities accounted for, so that they don't have any potential issues or scandals. This is not a scandal, but
it kind of is a scandal. This is, for me, way worse than what happened with the jeans, the dress code.
No, I mean, a player who drops out and then gets reinstated, who also happens to be the top player, is definitely worse than this. I mean, one of them was going to win. One was going to get silver. Essentially, we have basically the same thing.
But this is not a pure sports perspective, right? I mean, in sports, this is the nature of it. Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose.
I'm reasonably sure that there's precedent for this in other sports. I'm reasonably sure in the Olympics we've had shared gold medals.
Yes, they've done it at the Olympics. They've shared medals, actually, I think in the last Olympics, not this past one in Paris, but the previous one. But that's mostly because at some point in that particular sport, you just simply cannot put your best foot forward because you don't have the energy left. Like after, I think it was a throwing sport. So basically you cannot throw
anymore. They can say this anymore. They can say this too. Here, they played 15 games in one day. They are tired. Like,
I get it. They're tired.
If you want to like concoct a tiebreaker, then we have a very clear one. Jan got the highest tie breaks in the preliminary stage. It's not official, but if you want an unofficial tiebreaker, then Jan is the one who won, and Magnus got third place in preliminary on tiebreaks.
So you think Jan is going to get the gold medal?
Actually, is that true? He did get first, right? Yeah, he did get first. I got second, Magnus third.
Yes.
So...
What?
Well, we're also being reminded of online Olympiad. I don't know if you remember this one.
Yes, I remember.
Russia and India shared. Yeah. So there's precedent even in the chess world. And that one was far more ridiculous.
It was not really an Olympiad, yeah? The online Olympiad. It was some BS Olympiad.
Yeah, like I guess. Nobody actually cared. Nobody remembers, of course, online Olympiad, whatever. All these online tournaments, they kind of fade away.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's... I don't see it as the most crazy thing that's ever happened. Of course, yeah, you should have one winner. I would have suggested if I was there, an arbiter or FIDE official, just play one Armageddon game, winner takes it all. And I don't know if the players would have declined that. The issue is that when you don't have a regulation in place, if both players are adamant at declining, then you can either tell them to play forever, which is not really a good option because they can just like make short draws forever and protest.
This must be in the contract, yeah? That you just simply cannot bend the rules.
But like, let's just, what happens? Like, they say, okay, we'll play on, and then they make a 5-move draw in every game going forward.
Okay, good luck spending your whole life playing
the final. But really, like, which match? Is that a better outcome?
I mean, if they want to play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes.
Why?
Like, what's going to happen? Spending your life playing.
I mean, at some point, everyone is going to get fed up, no?
Yes, yes. But okay, it's a hypothetical. It's not going to happen.
I think,
right?
The players will probably get fed up far later than anyone else. I think Magnus and Jan would just sit there making their draws forever, you know?
Yeah, that could be it. I don't know. It's a mess. What do you guys think?
Also, at some point, there are rules that kick in terms of the amount that you are allowed to play in a game in a day. I don't know exactly what the rules are, but I think it's 12 hours.
Yeah. Could be. I don't know. I've never heard of this rule.
I mean, they've played 15 games today. That was their 15th game.
I mean, think about it this way. Okay, they're saying they're tired. They're saying they have
problems. Maybe Magnus won a match in 3 games. Maybe he played 14 games.
Yes, he did. He did.
And Jan played 15. There you go. He played another game. He got more points. Jan...
Don't say it.
John is the winner.
Don't say it. There you have it. Crazy, absolutely chaotic situation in the chess world that comes after another chaotic situation. Chess is in the news right now, but probably not for the good reasons. Let us know what you think.
Christian, chaotic?
I don't know if it's a word. I don't know. It's late, man. It's late. Everybody has played chess. Everybody has done something. And it's about to be New Year's. 2025 is coming. Cheers. See you guys in 2025. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And let us know in the comments what you think of this whole situation. Cheers.